proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study on Ael, Mighty One, as one of God's names by which he revealed himself. Job and his three companions used Ael as their name to refer to God. For example, Eliphaz told Job, quote, "I would seek unto God, Ael." Bildad asked Job, quote, "Doth God Ael? Doth God pervert judgment?" Unquote. Job himself queried, quote, "Will you speak wickedly for God?" Unquote, using the term Ael. Commentators regard the book of Job as one of the earliest of the Old Testament narratives. Perhaps these repeated appearances of the word Ael in Job's narrative might suggest that that term was the earliest name God employed when revealing himself to the human race. The name of God, Ael, also appeared frequently in the speeches of Balaam, the Mesopotamian prophet. He asked, quote, "How can I curse whom God, Ael, hath not cursed?" Unquote. Balaam also said that, quote, "God, Ael, God is not a man that he should lie," unquote, and made the declarative question, quote, "What hath God, Ael, wrought?" Unquote. Quote, "Who shall live when God, Ael, doeth this?" Unquote. It isn't surprising that Balaam, a pagan prophet who did not subscribe to the Mosaic covenant, that Balaam would not use the covenant name of God with the Jews, Yahweh. Nor would he use the noun Elohim, which was also connected primarily with God, and described his relationship to the Jewish people. One of the most memorable occurrences of the term Ael was in the 9th chapter of Isaiah, when that prophet announced the arrival of Messiah. One of the titles he ascribed to him was Ael Gibor, the Mighty God. Without the power to execute God's judgments, God's promised son could have done little with the government placed upon his shoulder. Isaiah again used the term Ael in the 40th chapter of his book, when he rhetorically asked, quote, "To whom then will ye liken God, Ael?" He went on to discuss God's dominion over creation and over all earthly potentates. When closing the chapter, the prophet pointed to God's strength as enabling him to strengthen others. Quote, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Unquote. Compare God's assessment of his own capabilities in that portion of Isaiah with those of the pagan idols whom he later ridiculed for their powerlessness. God reminded Israel that no idol made of stick or stone, no supposed God, could do the works of the one true God. Thank you for listening to this Bible study. Be sure to return to our next episode when we discuss another name for God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.